back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, first we will go back to the lines again. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. That's why I love your show. You point out all the truths that are going on in Wisconsin. You know, Foxconn is the Republican Party. It's a big con. They worry about a few people getting unemployment, but yet they can throw good money after bad down at Foxconn. It's a boondoggle. That's what it is. And when you say the Republicans can't handle money, you're 100% correct. But I want to make one other quick point today. It's looking like the gerrymandered on Democratic districts in this state, because that's what they are, they allow the Republican Party to do anything they want against the will of the people. But it looks like it's going to the Supreme Court here. Now, I have faith in Brian Hilger to do the right thing and side with the people. The people do not want the current GOP maps or the ones that are in place now, because they're simply bad. Even the fair maps that Tony put out there still lean Republican. So if the Supreme Court votes for the Republican maps, the maps they put out, then we have totally lost democracy in the state of Wisconsin. It's gone. And heaven forbid if you get a Republican governor, because you can tell me how much how great this country is, but it's still, politics are local, and I live in this state. So God only help us. But you can throw your two cents in here very quickly, but I think Hilgedorn will do the right thing, and I hope I'm not wrong. Anyway, thanks for letting me vent this morning. Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. No, you're hitting gerrymandering again. Absolutely right. Key issue, gerrymandering. And Brian Hagedorn, here's the deal. It's a 4-3 Republican court, but he has shown, when it comes to matters of the Constitution, for instance, certifying the vote of the voters instead of the wishes of the legislative majority, he's read the Constitution and he stood tall. The other three Republican justices would not have certified Biden. They would have said the legislature controls over the presidential vote. And that's going to be a serious issue if they run for re-election, all three of them. But Brian Hagedorn stood tall. He stood tall on some other things that look smaller, like, you know, trying to purge the voter list right before an election, or putting sort of fake candidates on, like Trump tried to sneak a guy on and hadn't gotten the proper signatures. You know, Hagedorn stood tall, and other things as well. The question is, on the voting maps, will he stand tall? You know, I don't know, but I think he's shown a lot of guts. And yeah, he's conservative, and on other things, he's it seems to me he should be able to hold the Republican base, and maybe will be much more like wave of the future, Tommy Thompson type of guy. I hope so. He certainly has shown that now. A lot of respect for what he has done. Now, the to your point on redistricting, we had Sylvia Ortiz-Velez on. She's a leader here in Milwaukee. She and Senator Lena Taylor. And then there are a couple of other members of the assembly over here as well. She mentioned them on the air, who are leaders on all this. And the idea is get rid of gerrymandering, also make sure that the Voting Rights Act is complied with in terms of minority districts. And they have done that and are doing that. We interviewed a guy the other day, a professor at UWM, Matt Petering, an expert. And Matt, here's what Matt Petering did. Matt Petering has developed an algorithm. He's developed an algorithm that would make it even fairer than the Democratic map, even fairer than the Democratic map. And that's something to look at, because it's also compliant with the Voting Rights Act. It's also compliant with the Voting Rights Act. So I'm hoping that the Democrats will look at that as they massage this, talk to Matt Petering. But my hat's off to the legislators who have done it, and gerrymandering. Eventually it's going to get to the Supreme Court. As you say, I do not want 10 more years of Voss as Speaker, because it's a crooked deal. It's a crooked deal. And if If Lady Foxconn, the Duchess of Foxconn, Abby, gets in there, Clayfish, you're going to find another $4 billion that goes to some Asian company or some other company to cheat us because she knows nothing about business, and neither did, frankly, Scott Walker. Now, a new development, you know, and I've told you before, that Ted Cruz, and then Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley of Missouri have together blocked State Department ambassadorships, people in the NSA, effectively shut down our foreign policy. They finally went to Moscow Mitch and said, Moscow Mitch, they're blocking our ambassador to NATO. And as a result, we have this crisis on the Polish border where Belarus has invited in these Middle Eastern people who are trying to break in, and you're killing our foreign policy. And Moscow Mitch finally, only because he thought it would splash back on the Republican Party, went to Josh Hawley and told the malignant tumor, little wolf man down there, you better release the NATO ambassador or we are going to override you. And he did. Well, now they're extending it beyond foreign policy. Rick Scott, who's the senator from Florida, he's also the chairman of the Senate Republican Campaign Committee, the guy that allocates money to Senate candidates and raises money, is blocking all Biden transportation and commerce nominees until he gets to conduct a hearing on the supply chain crisis, in which he can lie and talk about what he thinks the causes were. The Republican Party is shutting down our government. When December 3rd comes along, they're going to shut it off of money. But even before December 3rd, they won't even permit to be voted on foreign policy, ambassadorship, State Department, National Security Agency, commerce, and transportation nominees to run the government. And one senator can do it. I've got word for the Senate. You're lazy and incompetent. You are not lords. You are not aristocrats. You are not in the English House of Lords. We broke away from all that. 1788, George Washington was elected president, and he served two terms, and he said, I'm not going to be a king. A lot of them wanted to be a king. No. This has got to stop. You cannot have sociopaths and criminals, one at a time, vote to cripple our government. Cripple our government simply because they want to hurt an incumbent president, and then they can get in to steal money. I mean, can I put it any more bluntly than that? Can I put it any more bluntly than that? Not sure I can. Not sure I can. Now, Rick Scott is the guy who took the Fifth Amendment in a Medicare fraud case. He said, I will not answer questions of the grand jury and the grounds that might incriminate me. And Florida said, well, we want some of that. And they elected him governor and then senator. We like that. We like a guy who says, I will not answer on the grounds that might incriminate me. And that's Florida. It's sick. And you know something? Yesterday was announced Florida, for the first time, there are more registered Republicans in Florida than Democrats. People like that good corruption action in Medicare fraud, apparently. Very disgusting. The people themselves are good people, the voters, but they are being led by very bad people. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. It was a great show. Great interview with Sylvia Ortiz-Velez and Eric Marsh. Sylvia Ortiz-Velez, a leader in the assembly, doing very well. Thank you very much on Fair Maps and Marijuana Reform. Stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. The Earl Ingram Show, great evening programming, great weekend programming with Pizza Box Mike and others. Have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. Back same time, same place on Monday.